All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad, peace be upon him. Our lesson for today is entitled, The True Belief. Ayah 102 of Surah Al-Imran means, O believers, fear Allah properly, as you should, and do not die but as Muslims. Islam is the true religion that the sound mind supports, and it is appropriate for every age and time. It is the religion of all the prophets, from the first of them, Adam, to the final one, Muhammad, may peace be upon them all. Allah sent the prophets to guide the people to what is good and beneficial, to guide them to piety, and to teach them to be steadfast on this religion until the end of their lives. Piety, taqwa, occurs by doing all the obligations and avoiding all the sins. Whoever achieves this state becomes a pious person. The first among these obligations is knowing and believing in Allah and His Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. In regards to a non-believer who wants to embrace Islam, the belief is not accepted without one uttering the two testifications of faith. In addition, the Muslim is obligated to recite the two testifications of faith in every prayer for the validity of that prayer. The two testifications are, I testify that no one is God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. The meaning of the two testifications of faith. The meaning of Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah is I know, believe, and I declare that no one is God except Allah. That is, no one deserves to be worshipped except Allah. The meaning of Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah is I know, believe, and I declare that our Master Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is the messenger of Allah to both the humans and jinn, and that he is truthful in all of what he conveyed from Allah. The purpose of the two testifications of faith is to confirm that Allah is the one and only God, and that Muhammad is his messenger, while rejecting that which contradicts this. And Allah knows best.